Today, Milwaukee joined a number of cities and states banning the use of e-cigarettes wherever smoking is also prohibited. That means no vaping in bars, restaurants, even vape shops. But it's not just regulation that's posing problems for the e-cigarette industry. Silicon Valley investors who would typically flock to successful startups are divided on whether or not to back companies like Juul, the $15 billion vape company based in San Francisco. For a closer look at that, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Teddy Schleifer is Senior Editor of Finance and Influence at Recode. He joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Teddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. And first, just remind us, Juul is a huge player in the vaping industry, controlling about 70% of the U.S. e-cigarette market.
That's right. You know, they brought in about $250 million in revenue last year. They're 70% of the e-cigarette market, which is growing. I mean, the context here is that the traditional, Philip Morris cigarette industry is doing pretty poorly, and there's under threat from these kind of tech-enabled devices. And Juul is a big part of that.
And Juul says it's only targeting adults for its product.
Right.
The rate of adult smokers has gotten smaller and smaller. But you hear about vaping in high schools, even though the companies say they're not targeting teens. Is that the reason that some investors are skittish? They don't want to be seen as part of a company that may be hooking more people, young people, on nicotine?
Absolutely. I mean, this is, for lack of a better phrase, a definite cultural phenomena among high schoolers, right? I mean, the company says that the product is only available to people over the age of 21. But you go to any high school in America, and it's pretty easy to see that somehow or another kids are getting their hands on these. On the one hand, from a business perspective, as we just talked about, this is a runaway success story. This is something that Silicon Valley investors should be excited about, should be competing to fund. But we see this interesting ethical divide here, and I think it reflects a lot of the way that society feels about drugs. Right? Is that historically this was our views on marijuana have changed. Look at any public opinion poll, and investors for a long time wouldn't invest in marijuana industries. There are these things called vice clauses here in Silicon Valley where people won't invest in pornography, even though obviously, lots of Americans watch porn. They don't invest in alcohol, even though it's legal. And with vaping, it's this interesting question where there seems to be a legitimate debate both in the science community and in the investing community about whether this is a pursuit worth funding. Do you want to be responsible if, helping more and more kids get addicted to some nicotine vapor? Mm-hmm. Maybe not. But then again, it's big business, so it's a tough call.
So Juul is trying to raise $1.2 billion in financing. Are they going to have a problem doing that?
In fact, I just saw a couple minutes ago they just disclosed that it was finalized. This was a round of money for a company that's succeeding, and success is attractive to investors. And I wouldn't be surprised if more and more Silicon Valley folks begin reassessing kind of these vice clauses going forward. We've seen this with weed overall. There are a couple of successful marijuana startups that over the last several years, as the country and states have begun liberalizing laws on drugs, have begun taking off. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the future, these attractive businesses, even if their ethics are somewhat murky, end up getting funded because, again, they're successful.
Do you think, and just very briefly here, do you think that it's an easier investment or a safer investment right now to invest in marijuana or to invest in vaping?
Well, I mean, vaping is I would say this is a safer investment just given that it's currently legal everywhere.
Right.
Marijuana, you have state policies which differ. Right. But then again, this is a serious issue in high schools.
Right.
And I think that's going to be something that investors are going to have to think long and hard about.
That's Teddy Schleifer at Recode. Thank you.
Sure.